over 40% of French back lifetime limit of 4 flights per person. By Kurt Zindelka on September 30, 2023. More than 4 in 10 people in France would back a lifetime limit of 4 flights per person, according to a survey published this week by the Consumer Science and Analytics, CSA, Institute. The market research and opinion polling firm found that 41% of those surveyed in France are supportive of a proposal from engineer Jean-Marc Jancovici to ban people from taking more than 4 airplane trips during their entire lifetime. The survey, which took a representative sample of 1,010 French people aged 18 and above, found that support for the draconian measure was even higher among those under the age of 35, with 48% supporting the idea and rising to 59% for 18 to 24-year-olds. The CSA Institute also found that 64% of French people were in favor of reducing their own use of air travel over the medium term to help the climate, with support jumping to 72% for those under 35. Responding to the findings, Danish climate expert Bjørn Lomborg said that the survey demonstrated how crazy climate alarmism has become. "Let's just say this once more: climate is a problem, not end of world. It will not be solved by making people worse off but through innovation," Lomborg added. The French government of Emmanuel Macron has been one of the most active in the world in trying to reduce the use of airplanes. In May, the government issued a diktat banning domestic air travel for journeys that could be traveled by train in under 2.5 hours. Paris also urged EU nations this month to impose a minimum price on flights within Europe to crack down on airlines from offering budget options in a supposed bid to reduce the industry's emissions by pricing out poorer people from being able to travel by air. There has been some pushback against the idea, with the Airlines for Europe Association, which represents around 70% of all European air traffic, saying that it would violate EU market laws which permit airlines to set their own prices. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.